Slavery. Slaves were probably living in this area as early as the 1720s, according to the records from James Cannon, who built Cannon Maston House in 1727. The agricultural economy of the area, especially by the large landowners, was dependent on the use of slave labor. The number of slaves actually dropped some 90% in Delaware between 1790 and 1850, mostly due to the rising numbers of people who were Quakers or Methodists who opposed slavery. We know that the three slaves in the wanted poster actually made it to freedom. The 1850 census shows that William Cannon had 14 slaves and his neighbor, Governor Ross, had 13. By the time of the Civil War, Delaware was considered a Union state, but many folks in Sussex and Kent counties were Confederate or Southern sympathizers.